So when I came back to Stanford to do my the PhD, you know, I'd had a fabulous set of experiences. You know, just in the way I grew up, and in the constant juxtaposition between real world and the sophisticated academic way of thinking about the real world, I think it would be hard. I can't imagine, having done a lot of the things I've done, without having had a solid foot in both of those camps.
You got a time?
No, I got another 15 minutes or so. Okay. But that, so I did a PhD. I went to Bell Labs. I'll finish the first piece of this. I went to Bell Labs. Started a research project. I had a Fulbright fellowship. I kicked off at Bell, and then I was there for 3 or 4 months, and so I was on the payroll and stuff, and then I took a leave, which had been arranged in advance, so that I could go to Cambridge Trinity College to do my Fulbright. And while I was there, transistors then were essentially germanium, and in radio, little pocket radios and so on, but still kind of, low-end consumer stuff. And there were university programs in transistor physics and all that sort of stuff, but nobody built transistors. The theory, the view at universities at the time was this, that you treat this just the way you did vacuum tubes. Universities didn't build vacuum tubes. Occasionally, there might be some place that did, but as a rule, you know, you bought vacuum tubes and you designed circuits with them. And you bought transistors and you designed circuits with them. That's what I did my PhD thesis on. And that's what I worked on at Tungsol all those years before. You took a transistor, you measured its parameters, and then you went off and designed stuff with it. So I was a circuit designer.
Mm-hmm.
But with a strong physics orientation to things. So I went to Cambridge and worked on trying to build magnetic resonance imaging kinds of things, magnetic resonance detectors. And while I was there, Fred Terman, Bill Shockley moved his company to Palo Alto.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you down there if you are interested, in a Quonset hut that's next to Sears on San Antonio Road. With the express purpose of beginning to build commercial devices in silicon.
Mm-hmm.
Crystals were half inch in diameter and 6 or 8 inches long. Shockley was going to be an end-to-end guy, so we bought silicon, grew crystals, sliced, lapped, and polished the crystals, diffused impurities into them, and built devices. The device on which the company was commercial success was hopefully going to be based was a PNP and diode. It was a switch for a telephone. So you got two lines you want to connect, this subscriber, and you've got a switch in here, which you put on a ringing pulse, a big voltage pulse, and this thing turns on,
mm-hmm.
and then it stays on while the conversation is going on, and then when the conversation stops, you shut it off. And